Thanks for supporting the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. through the charitable grant program Thrivent Choice. We received more than $15,000 last year through Thrivent Choice. Our goal this year is to raise more than $20,000 through Thrivent Choice. For more information on how you can designate funds to Lutheran Public Radio, look for the Thrivent logo under the donate page at issuesetc.org. Please support Issues Etc. in 2012 with Thrivent Choice. All right, it's time for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. It wasn't dead, it was on life support, but it has been revived. So Blog of the Week is back officially. Jeff has a pick, I have a pick. Actually, Jeff comes from a brand new blog, doesn't it? Or at least new to us. What is it? I'll tell everybody about Blog of the Week after we get done.
Oh, okay. You threw me for a loop here. I'm trying to get your show sheets for the second hour, which should have been done before the show, but I'm not a very good producer. My pick this week, Collegiate Confession by Jonathan. It's a blog post titled July 4th and the Church. Happy Independence Day, American blogosphere. I want to wish the USA a happy 236th birthday. Not a day goes by when I'm not happy to live in America. So I'd like to thank all the soldiers, politicians, and common American people who have worked so hard to make this country great. I'd also like to thank all the faithful pastors out there, including my own, who focused on Christ last Sunday and not on America. Every Sunday before the 4th of July, pastors all around this great country fall into the temptation to get patriotic from the pulpit. While these servants of Christ are almost always well-meaning, and while patriotism is objectively a good thing, bringing the 4th of July celebration into church is not appropriate. The church exceeds all borders and ethnicities, and therefore sermons and church services need to reflect that fact. So while God Bless America is a wonderful song, let's not sing it in church. Let's sing songs that Christians around the world can join together in singing. Let's praise the one who died and rose again for the forgiveness of our many sins, including the sin of losing sight of Christ during the fifth Sunday after Pentecost. So thank you, pastors who preached sermons focused on the gospel reading last Sunday instead of the American flag. Thank you for fulfilling your vocations marvelously by the grace of God through preaching the word and administering the sacraments to us. Because even on Independence Day, all Christians need a little break from national pride and a large dose of Jesus Christ crucified and risen for us. God bless you, pastors, and God bless this country. My pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, Collegiate Confession.
Mine comes from a blog called The Strong Tower. I will say this is probably the best blog post I have read in the last couple of years. It's talking about distracting theology. Is theology a distraction for you, writes the blogger. I've heard some from several people, usually non-Lutherans. They argue that the articles of the faith, such as the Lord's Supper, baptism, dispensationalism, and other things, are important, but they can become a distraction from Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. My response is this, and this is what I think is particularly brilliant here. He says, if your theology is a distraction from Jesus Christ, you need a new theology. It's not good theology that is the problem, but bad. So trade up, he says. The word theology literally means God's words. So speaking theology is speaking about God. For a Christian speaking about God, it should always be done in reference to Jesus Christ, who reveals God to us. So I would agree that the Lord's Supper and baptism can be distracting from Jesus Christ when we're talking about a Reformed, Arminian, Roman, or otherwise evangelical theology of the Lord's Supper and baptism. They divorce Christ from the sacrament and make it a mere rite or symbol. That would be distracting indeed. If the theology you learned is distracting you from Jesus Christ, then, he says, I humbly suggest that you try Lutheranism, Christ-centered, cross-focused. All theology should point us to Jesus Christ. And if it does not, then the time has come to get a better theology, not throw out the baby with the bathwater. That comes from Joshua, who blogs at The Strong Tower, Finding Refuge in One Sure Thing. The blog post is called Distracting Theology. As I said, probably one of the best blog posts I've read in the last couple of years. You can find a link to mine and to Jeff's at our website, issuesetc.org. If you have a blog that you'd like us to read, send us an email, tell us where it is. You need to get the Issues Etc. widget, which you can find at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support at the bottom of the page. There's the widget posted at your blog. and then let us know that your blog exists. We'll start reading your blog and consider it for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. When we come back, an hour or two of Issues Etc., Bishop Keith Ackerman's going to join us first. We're going to be talking about the 77th General Convention of the Episcopal Church USA, and then we'll talk about the discovery of the God particle. Does it have anything to do with God? Does it disprove God's existence? Does it make God's existence unnecessary? We'll get the answer from an astrophysicist, a research scholar for Reasons to Believe, based in Pasadena, California, Dr. Jeff Zwerink. He's got a PhD in astrophysics from Iowa State University. And then we're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Four sound bites to play for you. You listen, and then you vote. That's coming up in a half hour here on Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, July the 6th. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The latest Issues Etc. journal contains a confession. It's about my problem with the commandment, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." You can read it by subscribing to the Issues Etc. journal. Just look for the subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. The latest journal also details Pastor Will Wheaton's journey on the Wittenberg Trail. Subscribe to the online Issues Etc. journal today, issuesetc.org.
Yes, there is a Messiah in Seattle. Messiah Lutheran Church and Concordia Lutheran School have served North Seattle for over 60 years, and we invite you to join us on Sunday mornings at 8 and 10:45 with Bible study at 9:20. Messiah Seattle is proud to support Issues Etc. To learn more, watch our adult information class videos online or on DVD. Our website is messiahseattle.org, 206-524-0024.